guess it would. I don't guess it would. I've heard of them, but I haven't.
What about this? He says if an egg was made out of plastic, you call that plastic. One made out of China, you call that
China.
Okay. If you were going to get some water from the well, what would you carry with you to get the water?
A bucket or a pail.
What's the difference?
No.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you were going to milk a cow, what would you catch the milk?
Same thing, a bucket or a pail.
Have you ever heard of any kind of bucket that you might keep around the kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs?
A slop can.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And what about something that you would fry an egg in or cook a piece of ham?
Frying pan.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Skillet.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about these great big black cast iron pans? Because you used to see a lot of people's houses, they might have boiled stuff in
a pot.
Yeah. Is that what you found it? A lot of pot? Is that what you found
it? Boil stuff in it.
Yeah.
What I've only heard people call it a pot.
Just a pot, okay. What about a thing that you might boil tea in that has a long spout to it?
Teapot. Tea kettle.
And a container that you would put cut flowers in inside the pot.
Flower pot.
Or something else?
A vase.
Yeah. Okay. What about the names of the utensils that you use to eat with everybody?
China. I mean, spoons and forks and stuff like that.
Right. And you think that you cut with another meal?
Knife.
Yeah. If you had a set of them, you have a set of steak.
A set of chinaware?
Well, if more than one knife, probably that's having a whole bunch of
knives.
After you've eaten a meal and you've got a lot of dirty dishes, what do you say your mother does to them? She
washes them.
And after she does that, to get the soap off, what do you say she
dries them?
Or, well, to get the soap off, she
rinses them.
When she's washing the dishes, is there any kind of cloth or rag that she uses when she washes?
Dish rag.
Yeah. What about when she's drying?
A drying rag.
Okay. Or something about that size that you might use if you're taking a bath to wash your face with?
A bath cloth, a wash cloth.
Okay. And what about the bigger that you draw?
Towel.
In your kitchen, right over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of, what would you call that?
A faucet.
Okay. Now what if you have the thing outside that you hook up the hose to hold up the, like you're going to water the grass, you put the hose up to the...
Could that be a faucet too?
Okay.
Know.
Can we call it a hydrant?
Yeah, a hydrant.
Okay. You might say if it's during the winter time and it gets real cold, You might say it got so cold last night that the pipes did what?
Froze.
And they might even
expand a bust.
Years and years ago, if you bought a lot of flowers, what did it probably come in?
A big bucket or something.
Okay. What would you call this thing that has the wooden stage to it? Great big wooden thing. The flower might have come in. You hear about people going up and out of the falls in one of these. They get inside a door with Niagara Falls there. Okay. What about, maybe we were talking about the things on the edge of the house that the rainwater goes down. Used to, they might have all these great big things on the edge of the house to catch all that water.
Big barrel.
Sure, right, okay. Have you ever seen something that looked like a barrel, except it was smaller, used to pack nails in it?